This is a HuffPost podcast news update.
The Seroptimists Women's Show and the Family Health Fair are together in the Meadowlark Building on the Kansas State Fairgrounds on Saturday. Jane Holzrichter with the Seroptimists.
This is our 21st year hosting the Women's Fair in Hutchinson, Kansas. We are really excited to go into one building this year and share the wealth.
The event is free to attend for the first time, but fundraising from booth sales at the fair helps the Seroptimists with scholarships for women.
We are looking at approximately about 160 booths being under that one roof. We offer scholarships each year for women that are going into college and they need to just have a little assistance.
Two jurors in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial were dismissed on Thursday. One after expressing doubt about her ability to be fair and impartial, and the other over concerns that some of his answers in court may not have been accurate. The dismissals reduced to 5 the number of jurors who have been seated for the first ever criminal trial of a former president. The setbacks in the selection process emerged during a frenetic morning in which prosecutors also asked for Trump to be held in contempt over a series of social media posts this week, while the judge in the case barred reporters from identifying jurors' employers after expressing privacy concerns. State universities in Kansas are banned from requiring prospective students, potential hires, and staffers seeking promotion to disclose their views on diversity initiatives under a policy change approved on Wednesday by the state's Higher Education Board in response to pressure from the Republican-controlled legislature. The Kansas Board of Regents revised policy language that currently emphasizes multiculturalism and diversity. Board members voiced no opposition. The annual Cruise for the Cure poker run is in Hutchinson on Saturday with Brett's Injury Law and the Cancer Council of Reno County. Matt Bretz of Bretz Injury Law.
I think everybody in the community knows somebody, has somebody in their family, or knows somebody who's been affected by cancer. And we've been involved in supporting the Cancer Council auction for probably 20 years. This idea was really to bring a couple of passions of mine together. One was motorcycles, and the second is community support.
Registration will begin at 9:30 with engines starting at 10:30. The poker run will start at Salty Cycles in Hutch and stop at the Bueller Gas Co. Miller Cycle Shop in Inman, Nickerson Community Center, Great Plains Motorsports in South Hutch, and finish at Brett's Injury Law in Hutchinson. The entry fee is $25 a hand or $50 for 3 hands. Additional donations to the Cancer Council will be accepted. The United States and United Kingdom have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. The action on Thursday targets entities and people in Iran involved in drone production. These sanctions were meant to hold Iran accountable for its weekend attack and to deter further such activity. But the practical impact is likely to be limited because many of the targeted companies already were subject to U.S. sanctions, and the individuals singled out for new sanctions are unlikely to have assets in United States jurisdictions. The KBI arrested a Kansas police lieutenant for alleged child sex crimes just after 7 Wednesday morning. KBI agents arrested 55-year-old David Justice of Baxter Springs near his residence. Justice was arrested on requested charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, indecent solicitation of a child, and promoting obscenity to a minor. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.